Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio, and good evening, YouTube. It's good to have you with us here tonight. I want to welcome you to an amazing night of, we're going to go around the whole world. We're going to be in the Word of God. We're going to bless you according to God's holy word. I want to tell you right now, God is doing a mighty, mighty, mighty awesome thing around the world. And you and I are in the end times, and we are going to see God move in mighty ways in our lives and around this world in very, very interesting process. So first thing that's going to happen is we're going to pray. And then, you know, with everything that we've seen happen in Michigan with this whole moving in this Chinese company and making people surrender their American citizenship and swear allegiance to communist China and everything, we're not going to give up on that. According to the prophetic word from last fall, Michigan is going to deal an uppercut blow, and it's going to take out a major agenda. According to the word of God, you and I don't see a lot of the United States of America in end time prophecy. However, today has had many things happen in the last 2 days, 3 days, many things happen on the world stage. So I want us to go and catch a couple of reports. And then when we get finished, Dr. Barclay is going to speak a little bit. And then depending on how far we get, we might even have Amir Safadi teach a little bit on Gog and Magog. And most of all, I'm going to teach about, we have been made to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ. That's our subject. Our main subject is spiritual authority. So God's going to do a mighty work right here in you and I tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you gave us Jesus. He's Lord. He'll always be Lord. And we receive the blessing tonight of the word of Almighty God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, that all around this world, you are doing your work, and you are making a mighty, mighty thing happen. So, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless all of our brothers and sisters, wherever they may be. Father, help those in Russia and China and Saudi Arabia, Syria, Iran, all of our brothers and sisters in Israel. My goodness, what a day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we reach up to you and say, reveal yourself to us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Everybody hang on to your hat band. This is going to be quite a night. We're going to start out with Amir Safadi and Greg Eric Hesselbeck from Stackelback from TBN. And they're going to be talking about Bible prophecy, Gog and Magog, and an update with some modern news. So here we go. In the mighty name of Jesus, take some good notes.
So you're talking about
mind. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Amir. Now, let's you and I do a little bit of talking here. Because next tonight, I didn't do something right. Where did that go? Well, isn't that something? How do I go about finding it? Nope. Well, that is interesting. I declare, isn't that just something? Okay, for some reason, I have totally lost all of that. Looks like we're still live on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm not sure where that is, which is where my next video is. It's all right. Now, it's very interesting to hear Brother Amir Sarfati share all the different things they shared. And, you know, when we get right down to it, God is doing a mighty, awesome, wonderful work. Maybe if I just click on this, isn't that something? Totally lost that. It's just amazing. Maybe you can plug this back in. God's doing a mighty work around the world. Oh my goodness sakes alive. So I want us to hear tonight now from Dr. Barclay at the beginning of his program when he was beginning his service tonight. And somewhere here I have that. There we go. All right. Now, give me just a second. I'll have to find where I'm supposed to be. All right. Now, Dr. Barclay is going to give us some updated information from what Amir just said. Now, you might say, Pastor, I don't know what this is all about. I don't know why you're so focused. Well, China and Russia have become great friends. Russia has now said they will accept the Chinese dollar, the yen. And when that happens, that totally destabilizes the American dollar. Right? That's what they're saying they're going to do. Saudi Arabia has become friends with Russia and China. And so Dr. Barclay is going to talk about that for a little bit here. I want to catch what he says, and then we're going to go to the Word of God about this and see some good teaching. Not trying to scare you. I am saying we must be aware, alert, tell everyone we know Jesus is coming soon, and find a way to help them realize how to have a relationship with God. And that's what our challenge is, in Jesus' mighty name. Now, here we go, Dr. Mark T. Barclay.
We are here and we have. We thank you for healing us. And they're going to if we heard that. How many humans won't be able to work? Even a guy like Elon, that guy, the alien, the God is
There we go. Now, that is what I stop. There we go. There. Amen. Come on, Lord Jesus. I will come and live with you. Amen, Rebecca. Amen, man. He did say mushies and softies. Yes, he did. Now, let's deal with a little bit of this right here with what Dr. Barclay just said. Because it is important that you and I see the Word of God. Now, so let's grab a couple set of verses. What time is it? Let me think here. Let me see here.
9:21 in Michigan.
9:21 in Michigan. Let's go back here to, hold on. Let me look at another video I got up here. 47 minutes. I got 7 minutes to do this in, and we're going to hear another teaching from our Amir about God's appointed time. I really believe it's what I'm supposed to do with tonight. So here we go. Go with me to this set of verses, all right? All right, let's try this. All right, there we go. Matthew. Go to Matthew 24:38. Goodness sakes alive. Matthew 24:38. And let's look what Jesus said. Anybody want to say it with me? You can always trust what Jesus said. You can always trust what Jesus said. Now, Matthew, what did I tell you? 24:38. Here we go. All right, the coming of the Son of Man. Let's actually, we'll read. Let's do 36 through 44. Matthew 24, 36 through 44. But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but my Father only. The disciples have said, what will be the sign of your coming? And Jesus goes into this whole set of verses here. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will be the coming of the Son of Man. Two will be in the field, one will be taken, the other left. And then he goes into that. That's the rapture of the church, the catching away. Now, It says, as in the days of Noah. Well, you and I can see today all across the world, in basically every nation, they're eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage. There's party, there's business, there's thoroughfare, there's marketing, it's going. It is going all across the world. And many that are in the higher echelons of life they have no fear that even anything's even coming. They're so confident in their riches. The book of Proverbs says a rich man's wealth is a strong city. But here's the thing. Those guys just said, the State Department of the United States of America said, if you're an American citizen, get out of Russia. What in the world does that mean? Now, personally, I don't see it meaning that we're going to the war with Russia. I don't see that. When you go to Bible prophecy, you really don't see a lot of the United States of America in Bible prophecy. Many scholars have said that the United States of America is the place where Israel will be taken away and held in protection. All right, that could be. Some people have said that we're the young lions, and that's what Dr. Hilton Sutton taught. This is what we know. Gog, Magog, Syria, all of that region of Europe, Asia, Russia, North Africa, all of that region, we can see by name in Bible prophecy. So what does it say to us, Pastor? Well, it says, keep your nose in the book, keep reading, keep studying, be diligent to show yourself approved of God, and most of all, live in Jesus' blood and righteousness every single day. Wake up in the morning and say it. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you for your righteousness. Thank you that I get to live in the power of it today. I know I'm right with you because of what Jesus did. I know that my greatest heart desire, and so is yours, is that we would walk with God every day of our life. So from that point of view, we're all good. We know we're going to go in the rapture. One of the things God said, as it was in the days of Noah, so will it be at the coming of the Son of Man. And he just said, God did not open the door for those who were outside of the ark of safety. And he didn't. So I want us to go real quick to the book of Revelation. We've still got about 2 minutes. And I want to read these couple sets of verses to us about the time of the tribulation. This is the story, the writings of the 144,000. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, that doesn't have anything to do with us. Those are Jewish people, right? They're Jewish evangelists sent out to evangelize the whole world. So let's read this. Revelation 7, 1 through 8. Revelation 7, 1 through 8. Roger's got a question. Are the people of earth pushing God? Are we getting ready for self-destruction? Correct me if I'm wrong. Preacher said one time that God wouldn't destroy the earth. Man will destroy it. Man cannot destroy the earth because the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God will destroy this earth by fire when all of us are standing in heaven at the judgment seat of Christ or the great white throne judgment. Every human that ever lived on earth will be standing in heaven at that point, going through that judgment period. The heavens and the earth he will burn them up with fervent heat and create a new heaven and a new earth. And not a new heaven where he is, because that's what we're all meet, but the earth and the heavens above it, the sky, clouds, and that realm of being. Here we go. Revelation 7, 1 through 8. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. That'll be an interesting thing. No wind on the earth. I saw another angel descending from the east, having the seal of a living God. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. This is coming from God, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Want to say it with me? Here's the 144,000. 12,000 from the tribe of Judah. 12,000 from Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations, kindreds, peoples, tongues, stood before the throne, before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, palms in their hand, cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sits on the throne, and unto the Lamb. All the angels stood around about the throne, about the elders, the four beasts, fell before their throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, blessing and glory and honor and wisdom, thanksgiving, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, you know. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These are people that during the tribulation are born again, receive Jesus, receive his blood, and they have on the robes of righteousness and the garment of salvation. 15. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. He that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the middle of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into the fountains of living waters, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. So those Jewish evangelists got a multitude that no man could number. They got them all born again. All right? Jewish evangelists. Now, we're going now to Revelation 14:1. And I looked, Revelation 14, 1 through 5. I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, as the voice of a great thunder. That's the voice of God. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Redemption only happens by the blood. These are blood-bought believers. These are they which are not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God, the 144,000. Now, so we know that they go and start preaching. And the angels join with them and start preaching, the 144,000. Now that we've said all of that, let's make sure that everyone who is here and who may ever hear this in the future, if you missed the rapture, you still have the opportunity to know our God. I beg of you, make peace with our God. Make peace with our God. I beg of you. Matter of fact, I command you. The 144,000 will be on this earth preaching the gospel, and you still have the opportunity to make your right robe, your robes white. Thank you, Rebecca, for trying. Now watch this. So the Holy Spirit's not going to leave when we leave. The angels of God are not going to leave when we leave. All of us and our guardian angels will be in heaven. God's still going to work to get you in. So I encourage you, if you're just not seeing this, I encourage you, give your life to Jesus. Find every one of the videos you can find of our program. If you start at the beginning and go all the way through it, you'll see amazing growth happen on the inside of us, come to new revelations in God. But that's what the kingdom is all about. And no matter where you are, no matter what's going on, you start where you are and you become very focused. I am going to walk with God from this day forward. And when you keep your heart, your mind, your spirit in tune with God, it won't matter how many times you might even say and do things that's not even right, but you'll be able to see it at some point and say, wait a minute, I used to say that ain't right no more. I used to say a lot of things that ain't right, that wasn't right, but it was the best of my understanding. And faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. The more faith you get, the more understanding you get, the more power of God you get in your life. So I want to encourage you. Don't miss the rapture. Man, don't miss the rapture. You may not understand church. You may not understand denomination. You may not understand the church you grew up in. But I'm going to say to you right now, get your heart right with God. Just begin to talk to him every day. Lift your hands and say, Father, I know you created the heavens and the earth, and I may not understand it all, but I want to be right with you. And he will come in, and he'll begin to lead you in the right path. And pray that prayer every day. Holy Spirit of God, Holy Spirit of God, lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Let's grab one more set of verses before we go to this teaching. Go with me to 2 John. No. 1 John 2. 1 John 2. That's two books from Revelation. So if the government has changed the law that men of God, religious, have to marry same sex, yeah, this is wrong. So how will religious clergy handle it? You just won't do it. You will say, well, I can only marry those of my denominational structure. And what it may come down to is may have to be private ceremonies and all kinds of things, because this man ain't ever going to marry a homosexual couple ever. Ain't going to happen. And what's going to happen is every man of God, every woman of God that can perform a marriage ceremony prays that everybody that comes to him is born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. And if not, they get born again on their way to him. We got to get us empowered. 1 John chapter 2, verse number 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Well, Pastor, if I know all things, then why am I still getting my butt kicked? Because we're not getting ourselves over into what we know, and where the Holy Spirit is trying to lead us, and we're giving him our religious confusion out of our mouth rather than just saying, yes, speak, Lord, thy servant is listening. 24, therefore let that abide in you, which you heard from the beginning. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, you will also abide in the Son and in the Father. We talked about that last night in John chapter 17. You and I get to be one with God. We are made to sit in heavenly places with Christ Jesus as heirs and joint heirs. And the Father is there. Jesus is at the right hand. We learned this morning that with a judge, that the defendant is always on the right hand. Jesus is our advocate, always interceding to the Father for his children. And no matter what the enemy accuses, Jesus just says, they're covered by the blood. They've been washed, cleansed, and purged by the blood of the Lamb. And the enemy he has nothing he can say. 27, but the anointing which you received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it is taught you, you will abide in him. If you then go to Ephesians chapter 4, it says that God gave us the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. What? For the equipping of the saints to do the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith. So we've got to have teachers. But what John is saying is the Holy Spirit is in you teaching you at all points. Your spiritual leadership, your pastor, and the fivefold ministry gifts that lead you will always be continually leading us to the next step of where we're going, giving us understanding about what we're seeing in front of our eyes. And you're not ever going to do away with that. However, John's saying you don't have to have them with you 24/7, 365 in order for you to make it. And so thank God for that in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, I see what's happening. I heard one of these electronic voices talking. It's like, what are you guys doing talking? It's not your turn yet, but even the battery on the speaker has got to have some juice from time to time. There we go. Now, having said all of that, we're going to go back and we're going to hear from Amir Sarfati about God's appointed timetable. I think this is as appropriate as saying, is the rapture going to happen tomorrow? He's going to talk about end times events and how they're going to come and play out. So I encourage you, get a piece of paper, get your notebook out, get your phone, get your computer, and take some notes as we study with Brother Amir Sarfati. Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, you guys are going to continually see me all the way to the end say, let's listen to these people who have been blessed by God to give us a greater understanding. And this is not a time for any of us to say, I got to have it all, I got to know it all, and it's all got to come from me. It does not have to come from me. I just want all of us to be as aware, and I want us to be filled with knowledge and understanding of the will of God. Here we go. God's appointed time.
God be so hated. An invisible Part of the days and then you move months, as we declared earlier this day, we will be the magic of the Lord and clean out and offer an offering. We also have the Lord's sound, the honor of the Lord's spirit in his heart.
We will
human being is more than incredible.
Yeah, amen.
The wrong declare war. You were wrong. You had a judgment.
Oh,
in Mississippi. Just know even the only then was Jesus.
God will eventually destroy
feel better. Be under. We will conclude with the words. This is song and history of and the word of the Lord is the not really the
Wow. And my, oh my. And besides that, wow. I don't know if you tried to keep up, but I did. I tried to post every one of those verses on YouTube. But what you just saw is a 45-minute message where that man literally spoke the word of God for 45 minutes with references and taught his whole message straight from the word of God. Now, any of you who would like to transcribe that for me, if you're looking for something to do with your time, it would be good for you if you wanted to put that into a email or into some form of a text or a messenger message where you could copy and paste all those verses into a one document, then I could take it and get it out for people to see. But I'm going to tell you, that was one of the most biblically sound messages on an appointed time. Now, I had not heard it before tonight. I read the notes. I read what it said. And like I figured we were ready to hear Gog and Magog in talking about that time.
Yeah.
And what was amazing is it wasn't about any of that. It was about the appointed times of God. God is very specific. God, I never caught that till right now, tonight, just now, like 10 minutes ago. That Jesus told, I mean, I know Jesus said to people all the time, don't say it, don't tell anybody who I am, don't tell anybody who I am, don't tell anybody who I am, until he rode in on the donkey, which is 3 days before his crucifixion. Now, I want to encourage every one of you. I have we have kept this to be an open forum where we can talk and communicate on it. But I want us to continually go to a new level of understanding, and I don't know, seriousness is the wrong word, because I don't want us to become old hoot owls, but the reality of the blessing of God's abundance and God's revelation that comes to us, and not in any way diminish what we've just heard, but to stand in awe and wonder of the word. Because the day is fast approaching, and we got to help everybody that's around us come to this revelation. You and I have got to hear a word like this and say, Jesus, that just ministered to me. But what about all the people in my life that wouldn't have any understanding about what he just said? How do we get a message to them that is line upon line and precept upon precept that will help them be able to come to the revelation? You and I can just say, well, I'll just tell them they better listen, read the Bible, or it'll be all bad. That's not going to work. We've got to come to that revelation point where we can say, wait a minute, help me put this into a simplistic terms where people can see this. I mean, you and I that have been born again and walked with God for years, this was absolutely encouraging to us and filled with fire and life and the word of God. We're fired up. How do we take that and go out this door tomorrow and get these people around us born again? How do we do that? Because just like he said, the disciples like, well, when are you going to come? And Jesus said, put your stopwatch away, tarry in Jerusalem, get filled with power, and go preach the gospel. It's not for me to know, and it's not for you to know. Get out there, get preaching, and win the world. And you can see people all over the world winning the world. And may God help us, you and I, to do the exact same thing. The reality is, guys, we've been given a lot of word here, and we're going to be held accountable to take that word and begin to put it into the hands of people where they can actually turn the word we've given into revelation to help them be transformed and find Jesus. It's good you're going to heaven. It's good I'm going to heaven. What good is it for us that we, well, I mean, I'm certain that we're going to go to heaven and be with God forever, but you don't want us to go empty-handed. We will be judged for our works if we got some and if we don't. And so thank God for this great word tonight. Brother Roger, every one of us are going to have to go back over it because he went really fast. I was doing my best to get all of the verses in because I can copy and paste out of the live chat. I can copy and paste out of that and create a verse list because I would like to have this verse list as an appointed time message. You know, it's not copyrighted. He can't copyright the Bible. If I copy and paste it into my notes and put it in my deal, it's mine. And then we can hand it to all of us where we can teach it. You can actually teach this as an appointed time teaching and help people realize we may not know the day or the hour, but God is very specific. Now, I heard Dr. Barclay tonight, his Facebook page today. A couple of years ago, somebody asked him to explain 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth. You know what he said? It's really, really cool. Rather than me trying to quote it, let me just read it to you, all right? Because it's really good how he said it. Wow. Whole bunch more posts in here. All right. So I'm just going to read this. Some of my friends are really interested in me writing a note, a post on the vast and extremely important piece of history, which God writes in advance, but I have hesitated to write on this form of Facebook because many purport themselves to be friends and Christians. The truth is that there are many imposters here, and therefore you can end up casting your precious pearls before swine.
Wow.
Easter, or Resurrection Sunday, as I have said, is the most important holiday or holy day to Christians and the absolute foundation and cornerstone of the entire Christian religion. It is what we base everything we are and that we believe on, namely the resurrection from the dead of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, where did he say that? I don't have a problem with people. I don't have as big a problem as people about people handing out an Easter egg on Christmas as I do telling their children that from noon Friday to the first day of the week is 3 days in the belly of the earth. You're telling people to believe a lie. Yeah. Let me see if I can find it. It's really good. It's a really good study. And so I'm not going to be able to find it. And Terry lays it out so well. And he's the one that says Jesus is going to come, that God will return on the Day of Atonement. We have specific meanings. Now, he did not tell you the day or the hour, because you can't. He just says the day of Atonement. And we'll take this teaching here, and we'll read it on another day because we've already had so much word. I don't want people to get, I don't want you to just fall out of your chair at home, just word it out and just lay on the floor and shake. All right, now, let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for this wonderful word that you have given us tonight. Thank you. Thank you that our Father, your Father, is not in a rush. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's not missed a day, a minute, a second in all of history. And he will be right on time with the catching away of the church. Help us be ready and charging and going strong, helping other people find you and know you and walk with you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, I heard this when I started to pray. So you're just rushing right along. So let me pause for a minute. Got Brother Dan, Sister Phyllis, and Sister Mary with me, and Sister Leanne. So, if in all of this, God gave you a specific word, you got a question or a statement, you guys, I trust you guys, about this topic. Remember, we're not going to be talking about other topics, about what we just studied. I am slowing down because that's what he just told me. So, because we received the gift and we're building the gift of the body in us. And so my deal is I'm looking at the clock saying I got to get to communion. Well, guess what? It's all right. I don't have to get to communion. God's in charge. Go ahead, Mary.
I think I dozed off, but when I came to reality again, didn't I hear you say that Jesus did not go to the center of the earth and take the keys of hell back from the devil?
No, he did that. He did that.
Okay.
But what you heard me saying is it didn't happen from noon Friday to sunrise Sunday morning. That's not 3 days. Jesus was crucified on Wednesday. No matter how much somebody made Good Friday, it's not the actual process of the Christian heritage, or the, not the Christian heritage. It's not the proper understanding of the Word of God. Jesus very specifically said that he would spend 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, just like Jonah. So that meant Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and of course, the Jewish day began at sundown, not at sunup. So that meant Saturday at twilight, when first day of the week starts.
So it wasn't like Good Friday.
No.
Okay.
No, that's like.
But he did do that, though. He did do that, though.
Oh, yeah. Everything that the Bible says Jesus did in those 3 days while he was in the belly of the earth, he did it. He dealt with sin, death, hell, and the grave for 3 days with his blood, and totally destroyed and annihilated the power of the enemy on this earth. You and I do not have to fight that enemy like many believers believe that we do. Jesus came to redeem us from the curse of the law, and he did. Curse of the law is gone. We're redeemed. We're bought back. So my point is, Brother Terry was saying, one of the greatest...
The confusion about that Good Friday and about saying that it was Friday that he was crucified, that comes with the fact that the date, that particular date, that Thursday and Friday were holy days, and they were treated like Sabbath days, and so Jesus had to be buried right away before dark that day, because the next day was a Sabbath. All right, but it wasn't Saturday Sabbath; it was one of those holy days that was treated like a Sabbath.
Yeah.
And so the Catholics didn't want people to read the Bible and get confused with it, so they just made it a real quick, like, that was it,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But it was very bad lie.
Yeah. And I remember I asked the pastor that one year, we got to Easter season, you know, Resurrection Sunday, and one night Dr. Jolliffe was the guy who was the moderator for the program that night, and my name starts with C, so I was sitting close to him, and the phone call came in: can you please explain how did Jesus actually spend 3 days and three nights in the belly of the earth? Because that's what he said. And how can that be from Friday? And a couple of pastors said a few things, but every one of them said, Dr. Jolliffe, we are all interested in how you see it. And he's like, oh, you're going to put me in the hot seat, eh? And then he very specifically, very simply explained it. And it's like Phyllis just said, it was a high Sabbath, and there's a lot of explanation to it, but here's the thing. It was a very specific day that Jesus had to be crucified. It was a very specific day. And so when we get back here, Brother Terry, in his statement, well, he makes it very concise. We're not at Easter already, are we?
Almost.
Huh?
In a couple of weeks. Yeah, just a couple more weeks.
We're not at Palm Sunday. This isn't Palm Sunday coming, is it?
Next Sunday, a week after, well, 10 days from now, whatever. It's Palm Sunday.
Is Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday? Somebody look at the calendar. Because anyway, we'll get all that.
Palm Sunday. Oh, this Sunday is Palm Sunday.
This Sunday is Palm Sunday. That's what I thought. All right. Well, so we're down to a couple days before Jesus comes riding in. And I love it. I really finally saw it. That God, that Jesus said, all right, now it's time. You can say it. And the Pharisees said, stop him. He said, no, man, if I stop him from crying out, the rocks are going to start jumping and you're not going to want to be stoned because I'll stone all y'all. Anyways, that's awesome. Brother Dan, you're the only one left. You got something you want to say on it? Yeah. Let me say it differently. Dan's not the only one left. I just always want to give my brother an opportunity to speak because we appreciate your wisdom and the word of God. Here we go. Let's receive communion tonight. Now, like we do every time we come together here. And if you want another good teaching, that teaching, let me see, that just popped up there. This one is called, Are You Ready for the Last Days? This is Brother Rick Renner, Karis Bible College, on February 6th. Now, it's a very interesting message because Rick Renner has a ministry, I don't know, of 5 or 6 churches, I believe, in Russia. And with the State Department issuing a statement today of Americans get out, it'll be interesting to see what's going on with Rick Renner and what he says in this. This is pretty cool because Rick Renner wrote a book called Gems of the Greek, or what's it called? Gemstones of the Greek or something. And it's a book where he explains 365 Greek words and the impact they have on our Christian life. He's an amazing student of Greek and Hebrew. And if you've never heard his testimony, it's a powerful testimony. He was a Southern Baptist pastoring a little tiny church that wasn't going anywhere, and God said, go to Russia. And he said, all right, then, I guess I'll go. Amen? And then there's an amazing story of how God blessed him. God told him to build a church on Red Square in Moscow. And he went to them, to the authorities. They said, there will never be a church on Red Square. He said, well, that's not what God said, so all of you will have to be removed and get out of the way. 3 men stood in his way. 1 committed suicide and 2 lost their mind because they stood in the way. And he today has a church. I think his membership is up in the thousands that come in and attend right there on Red Square. Why? Because God said that's where a church will be, and that's what will happen. There will be a church in Jesus' mighty name, Brother Raj said. So instead of Good Friday, shouldn't we honor Jesus on Wednesday? Well, yeah, as in the actual day, yeah. I haven't been to Good Friday service in a while because as soon as Brother Jala said that, I'm like, well, if I go to that service, I'm agreeing with the deception, and I don't want to be deceived on anything else in my life. And thank God. Anyways, focus. You ready? 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 23. We're going to go to communion verses and receive communion together tonight. Now, God, help us reach the world. Man, did we go through the word of God tonight or what? We did. Those of you that are new to us, you might be just catching us at the end, or maybe you're someone that is like, well, Pastor always does communion in the last 20 minutes, so you've clicked it on in the last 15 minutes here. So welcome. Those of you that are with us, we always receive communion in the evening service, almost always, like 99.9% of the time. And so we're glad to have you with us, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. for joining with us, and get your communion elements ready. Grab your phone, take it with you to the kitchen, get you some juice and bread, bread and water, and it'll be a blessing to us. So we go, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. These are the verses about communion. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often, verse 26, as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love, God's perfect love, has been perfected among us. So that means we got it, and then we grew in it. In this, what? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. What judgment's that? That's on the other side when we stand before Jesus. And that's right here when we're judged by fellow man. Why? Because as he, Jesus, is seated at the right hand of the Father, so are we in this world right now. He's the head of the body, and we are the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this great revelation. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, has trauma. He who has fear has not been made perfect in love. So we declare, tonight, be made perfect in God's love. Now, we will pray the prayer of salvation together. We have it on an overhead here, and so we'll have you pray with us. I always remember that I have this available. There we go. Communion prayer. Pray this with me. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me And I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, there's some people who have said to me, you shouldn't have the word success with the word believer. Now, everybody just don't get all shook up about it. There's just a bunch of people that believe believers shouldn't be successful, that is a sign of pride. Except that comes right out of God's word to Joshua when he said, if you meditate in the law day and night, you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. So you and I are supposed to be successful. Was Jesus a success or was he a failure? Jesus was a success. And so you and I live in his image. For those of you that just made Jesus the Lord of your life, you may be experiencing something on the inside like, woo, I feel light. I feel clean. I had one guy say, man, I had never felt this clean in all my life. Well, it's not a feeling. How do you feel clean? Except when you jump in the shower after you've been out working in the garden or something and water starts washing it off and you've scrubbed yourself with soap finally for the eighth time and got yourself all clean and like, whew, nothing like a good shower. Well, what just happened is Jesus just filled with all of himself. And he's holy. And he's righteous. And he's pure. And he purged your sins. And then, as soon as that's done, he filled you with himself and all of his righteousness. All of that just happened in that two-minute prayer. Now, we know the words to give you so that you know what to pray. That's why we put the words up there. But here's the amazing thing. If you will follow along with us daily, in 6 months, you won't even know yourself as the same person. If you follow us and apply what we teach you to apply, you'll be so different in 6 months. It will amaze you and everybody that knows you. Why? Because his word transforms us into a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. And we're getting ready to say that. Every one of these prayers, we're getting ready to pray about the body of Christ and the blood of Jesus, are straight out of the word of God. You can take this prayer by itself and grow in God in a manner that you never even knew was possible just by this prayer, because it's straight out of the word of God. Ready? Get your communion elements. Oh, I always say this. Click like, subscribe, and hit the bell so you're always connected with us. And every time you come here, you'll grow in God. Listen, there might have been a whole bunch of what he said tonight you didn't get. But go back. And by the Holy Spirit of God who's on the inside of you, you'll get it. You'll get it. You might have to listen to it 5 or 10 times. I've listened to some messages 50 times to get it. But guess what? The word of God breaks up that fallow ground of your life, and you will get it. Here we go. Pray this prayer with me. Jesus, as you instructed your disciple, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There's nothing missing, nothing broken. Isn't it something that Jesus' broken body straightens out all those parts of our life? All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the body of Christ broken. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed, to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me, in Jesus' mighty name. Whoops, sorry. I receive the fruit of the vine now, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Let's receive. Hallelujah. Sing, oh, the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. Thank you for your blood, dear Jesus. It washes white as snow. Well, thank you. for being here and being a part of this tonight. Now, just so everybody knows, I got to go back and listen to this message again. I don't want you to think that like Brother Rogers said, I'm going to have to go back because it was just too fast for me. I'm going to tell you what that man just did and that message right there, that very few people ever get that much, ever become that proficient in the Word of God. But you can tell he's done his due diligence, put it in an outline, and has studied it and spoken it enough that it's not just something he's reading off a page. This man knows this by revelation. Let me say this. Here's the benefit of taking every one of these verses. You can come to the live chat on our YouTube video. You can copy every one of those verses down. I recommend you do it. I recommend you copy and paste them from your Bible program into some form of a note and that you just read them out loud once a week. Why? Because they will fill you with the understanding of God's appointed time. That's how you change your understanding with the Word of God, is you read it, and when you read it out loud. Then your eyes see, your ears hear, your mouth speaks, and it goes down inside of your life. Now,
practice makes perfect.
Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and hearing and hearing and hearing. Now, Sister Phyllis, before I get to preaching, Jude.
Okay, I have it handy right here. Jude 20 through 25. Oh, I went and lost my magnifying glass. Okay, here, I got it. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen. And in Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Sister Phyllis, for all of those who are a part of us, been here with us all this time. We love you. My email address is there. Send us an email. Ask us a question. Now, I've been saying this lately. I'm going to keep saying it. When you send us an email, we're going to give you a biblical answer. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not going to prescribe medication for you. I'm not a psychologist. I can't have you laying down on the couch for tell me all your problems for an hour. It's not me. My place in your life is to help you understand the Word of God, which is able to make you stand. That's what this Word does, is it transforms you as it goes down inside of you. So I'm going to be glad to answer any of your questions, and in it, I'm going to give you a message to study. But that's because that's the answer, not what I say. It will be one of my videos, but that's so that you can hear the Word, hear the Word, hear the Word, hear the Word, hear the Word. And everything we do is straight out of the Word of God, Some of you thought that I was rapid fire with my verses. I have never been as rapid fire as what that man was with his verses tonight, ever. But I will get there.
Really and truly, the more you read it, the more you're able to just speak it out.
Amen.
Pretty soon, the things that you read just automatically come out of your mouth, and you're quoting the scripture without even realizing that you're actually quoting the scripture.
You know, if all of us were truly submitted to the Holy Spirit, every one of those verses that he gave us tonight, all of us have already heard those verses 15, 25, 100, 250 times in our lifetime. So they're all on the inside of us. What it comes down to is, have we made the statement, I'm just too dumb to be able to do that? Or I'm not educated like he is. And that's why those verses in 1 John are so important. You have the Holy Spirit. He lives on the inside of you. But I've gone to preaching again. I can't do it. It's time to be done. Shall we see you again tomorrow morning for prayer? 8 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Eastern. For rebuilding the walls of righteousness. We've been talking about angels and standing in the gap. And if there's ever been a time to pray, guys, you got to pray now. Michigan's like, I mean, like the communist government has come and wants a mile square inside of Michigan by the little city of Big Rapids, right next to where Joe's preaching, right next to Joe's church. I mean, like seriously next to it. And if you're a part of their business to make batteries, then you got to renounce your citizenship to the United States of America and declare the Communist Party of China as what you will follow. And they're one, and Governor Whitmer has given them $759 million or $17 million? $759 million to be able to do it. Well, we got to rebuke this. And we got to declare in Jesus' mighty name, all of this falls apart because of the blood of Jesus over the state of Michigan. Do not surrender in any way, any shape, any form. Till we see again, that's what we say. Remember this. We love you. God loves you.
God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord. And I'm done. Let me see if I can find my final doneness here.